Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
We'll have a busy show today. Brad Ziegler will be in the house for the second hour of the show. We'll talk about the possibility of Nate Eovaldi being the closer of the Boston Red Sox. A full slate in baseball games today. And, of course, we remember the former pitcher of the Los Angeles Angels, Tyler Skaggs. So Fantasy Sports today on this Tuesday starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back in.
Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown
for three. Puts it in.
Baseball is just not getting it with free agency. Now, look, I understand there's a huge difference in the way that money is structured in basketball, football, and baseball. Baseball is a capless sport, essentially. I know that there is a luxury tax if you go above a certain threshold, and that affects you significantly in draft picks and everything else. And it's not really a cap. It's kind of like a soft cap. But, oh, man, basketball in like 4 or 5 hours outdoes an entire offseason of baseball. And it's true.
Knowing the Knicks luck, they bring in Durant. He sits out a year, he comes back, and he's not the same. So the Nets definitely took risks. It's not like this is an automatic championship for them. But you've got to be feeling disappointed as a Knicks fan, because you were being told that this is what's going to happen. We're going to get two max guys, and it didn't happen.
That was the voice of Adam Ronis on yesterday's show on Fantasy Sports Today. Welcome into the Tuesday edition of the show. I am Craig Mish. Great to be with you here as we are underway here in the month of July 2019. We got Chris Pavona producing the show. As always, you can dial me up at 844-843-6879 at Craig Mish on Twitter. If you're not following me already, give me a follow, and we can talk some fantasy throughout the fantasy baseball season, fantasy football season, and beyond. That is for sure. And good to be with you here, as we'll have Andrea Lamont coming up in a few minutes, the Roto Lady, to do a little three up, three down with me. Brad Ziegler, 1 o'clock hour, will hit on all the topics, including the sad tale. I hate to, you know, do a show starting off this way, but really no other way you can do it when a pitcher in Major League Baseball passes away. Tyler Skaggs, what a sad story yesterday. Just 27 years old and making a mark for himself in the big leagues this year with the Angels. Has pitched in the bigs, of course, for many years, and canceled the game last night, of course, as they should. And it just kind of hits home with everything that just goes on in life in general. And I got to tell you that every time this happens, and any kind of player suffers any kind of tragedy, it always brings me back to the tragedy here in South Florida in September of a few years ago. I think we're going on almost 3 years here, when Jose Fernandez passed away. And on that Sunday, just, I've told the story on my other show and on my podcast as well, just about the emotions that you have, especially when you're a teammate of somebody when that happens, and also just around the league at the brotherhood that is Major League Baseball. But yeah, it brought me back to that day when I found out very early in the morning on a Sunday. A reporter here in South Florida and radio show host Andy Slater had texted me at 7 o'clock in the morning and said, listen, I have a story for you here. Jose Fernandez of the Marlins passed away in a boating accident. And I'm like, I remember just being stunned, and I remember not even wanting to answer the phone that early. And lo and behold, all of it was true, and the story came out, and it became arguably the biggest tragedy in baseball for years, and derailed what I thought was the possibility of the Marlins, franchise just kind of taking that next step. There's just no coming back from that. So Angels have had a couple of tragedies for sure. Skaggs, Nick Adenhart passed away, and just a tough, tough time for all of Major League Baseball. And, of course, we definitely send our condolences to him and his family, specifically, of course, his family. Just a very, very tough situation for baseball. And having lived through that in Miami a couple of years ago, you just don't know how players are going to react to that. But I wanted to start off the show that way for sure today with a little bit of a remembrance for him. Now, Brad Ziegler, who, of course, played with Tyler Skaggs on the Arizona Diamondbacks, is going to join us in the second hour of the show. And so certainly he'll be able to speak to the person that he was, and just kind of how he is feeling about that today. But, of course, we will do a fantasy show, as we always do here. And coming up next, Andrea Lamont will join us. The Roto Lady will go into some three up, three down. Later in the show, we'll have our You Make the Call. And don't forget, I'm getting a lot of messages from you on social media how you can listen to the show on demand smoothly. The FNTSY app is the first way. But if that does not float your boat, you can download the Stitcher app, FantasySportsNetwork.com, AudioBoom.com, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, among other ways. And I'm going to find some other ways that you can listen to this show on demand as well. iTunes, of course, as well. All right, so we'll take a quick timeout. Three up, three down is next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish with you here on this July 2nd. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here on this Tuesday, July 2nd. We will be back here tomorrow on the show, by the way, before we get out of here for the July 4th holiday. Our best of programming, July 4th, July 5th. So let's get right to our three up, three down segment. And for that, we bring in Andrea Lamont on Twitter at RotoLady, one of the best in the business, and joining me now to play a little three up, three down for the first time here since we started the show. Andrea, good afternoon. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm excited and I'm ready.
All right. Well, we love your contributions, of course, to LennyMelnickFantasySports.com. And let's find out what's on your mind today. But first, I'll start off three up. The Pittsburgh Pirates had a huge game again last night. Josh Bell, 3 home runs. Adam Frazier went 5 for 6 with 4 doubles. That's my leadoff trending up on the show today, Andrea. What do you want to lead off with today?
Okay, so I'm going to lead off with a little story that in 2017, you called our house a little bit late at night, not that late at night, but Lenny was sleeping, and you said, this was in 2017 in May, and you said, you need to go pick up Denelson Lamet. He's getting called up from for the San Diego Padres, and I did go do that, and he did very good. He strikes out a lot of batters, and he actually went and had Tommy John surgery last year, and he's coming back. Any day he's coming back, so he's trending up. He strikes out a lot of batters. Hopefully the Tommy John surgery will make him an even better pitcher than he used to be. Still has to work a little bit on command, but excellent slider, and I'm saying that one first because it's a good story, too.
It is. Thank you for that. Yeah, and I am rostering Lamet in 2 leagues, Andrea, waiting for him to come back. I think he was supposed to be back already, but he hadn't pitched well in the minors, so they've been holding him back. But I think you're right. Right after the break, we're probably going to see him, especially when they limit Logan Allen and Chris Paddock. So a good way to start there. Denelson Lamet, good advice by Andrea for sure. My second trending up, Jeff Samardzija. Boy, would the Giants love to move him. I don't think they can, but either way, if he can get a couple of good starts in before the end of July, maybe there's a chance. 8 innings pitched, 2 earned runs last night for Jeff Samardzija, who is actually putting together a better season than he did last year. What a disaster he was, but this year a little bit better. So that's my second trending up. What do you got for your second one, Andrew?
I have Vladdy Jr. being in the home run derby. I think it's excellent for baseball. I think it's really great for the fans. You know, this home run derby is supposed to really be based on what the fans want to see, and what could be more exciting to the fans than a guy like Vladimir Guerrero Jr., even though he hasn't come out swinging like we thought he would. I'm excited, and I think it's great that he's in the home run derby because it is for the fans, and that's it.
All right. Good job. Straight to the point for everybody who comes on my show. This is how it's done. Three up, three down. state your point, get to the point, and go. Okay, my third one, trending up, Corey Coco Gauff. Now, the last name is spelled G-A-U-F-F. I had never heard of her until today, but here's the reason why she's trending. 15 years old, she beat Venus Williams at Wimbledon this morning. One of the biggest upsets in the first round that they've ever had there. So congratulations to her. And certainly, of course, they play Wimbledon overseas in England. So it's very early in the morning a lot of times in these early rounds, and you don't really get to feature these kids. But great job by her. That's my final up for three up, three down. Andrea, what's your final one?
One more thing, though, about the Venus, this 15-year-old in Wimbledon. You know, by the time this girl was even born, she had already won, like, 4 out of her 6 titles. in her career. Like, I mean, it's crazy how young she is. So my third one is Eugenio Suarez, who I own in many of my teams. He's been just in a real big slump lately, but has hit 3 home runs and drove in 7 over the last 2 games, 3 straight multi-hit games. Suarez is trending up. I love it. You don't have to bench him anymore. Overall, he's actually doing pretty well, 19 home runs and 52 RBI. So when it's all said and done, I'm hoping that this will just, he'll stay on this pace and everything will be okay. And then I can deal with some downs. But right now he's up.
Okay, trending up. Eugenio Suarez of the Cincinnati Reds. Okay, let's start off with my trending down. I'm going to start off with Nate Eovaldi reportedly being named the Red Sox closer. Wow, this is a surprise. Now, look, nothing against Eovaldi, but the guy hasn't been able to stay healthy over the last 10 years. So now, all of a sudden, to keep him healthy, they're going to have him as the ninth inning guy. You're telling me in September, October, when they need him in back-to-back games, that they can count on that? That does not seem like a good idea to me. But again, I just analyzed the games, and from afar, it's trending down for me. Don't like the idea. Red Sox, just go get a ninth inning guy. Just make it easy. Anyway,
for real, it's not that hard. Go get a closer. Like, this guy, he signed with the Red Sox because they offered him a job in the rotation. That's really, I mean, I remember him distinctly saying that. So I don't think he's going to be pleased about it either, and we'll have to see how that works out. But anything's better than what they're doing now. I just can't believe the Red Sox are this, you know, they're just this ridiculous that they haven't fixed this bullpen problem.
Yeah.
Hunter Pence going down, trending down. I was excited to get him back. He's actually hitting great this year, .294 batting average, 48 RBIs. He's got 15 home runs. Hasn't done that since, like, I don't know, 2014 or something. But he was playing in his first rehab game at AA yesterday. He's trying to come back from a groin injury. During his final at-bat, he had tightness in his hamstring. So he's going to go back and join the Rangers today for an evaluation. It doesn't really matter, though, no matter what it comes back. It could be best-case scenario. He's still probably not coming back till after the All-Star break and then some. So I would say be happy with what you got from Hunter Pence on the season, and don't be surprised if he doesn't come back, this guy.
That's a great point, because, look, you get somebody off the waiver wire or in the last round of a draft, and you're sitting there in June looking at his numbers. Anything you get at this point is a bonus. It's been a bonus getting anything so far, so really good point by you. Okay, my second trending down, Moody Air Force Base in Georgia is saying this morning that a fighter jet accidentally dropped 3 dummy bombs in Florida when a bird flew into the plane. They're calling it a bird strike and an inadvertent release, but glad that these were actually dummy bombs. This could have been a lot more dangerous, but either way, trending down for me. When a bird hits a plane, it shouldn't drop a bomb. What about you, Ian?
Yeah, that's true, definitely. So O.J. Simpson's back. I'm sure you've seen him on Twitter. I know you're very active on Twitter. But now I hear this morning that he's looking to become a fantasy football analyst and get a paid job doing that. So you know he's going to get listeners if he does, because people are just interested in what he has to say. He was a good football player. You can't take that away from him, right? Still, he vows to, like, get everybody back on Twitter and all of this. So we'll see. I would say that's probably a downside for the fantasy football analyst industry, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I had a chance to meet OJ after all that many years ago. I would say that, listen, in short, you know, doses, probably okay, but the company that hires him is definitely going to get a boost initially and then catch a bunch of heat after. Probably not worth it. Okay, my final one, Hassan Whiteside traded to the Portland Trailblazers yesterday from the Miami Heat. Goes berserk on Instagram. He's happy. He's out of Miami. He's so thrilled. Look, if I was making $30 million a year, it wouldn't matter to me where I was going. So that's my final one, Hassan Whiteside. Give me your final one, Andrea.
Okay, the other day, Puig got hit by Pedro Strop on the leg at a 3-0 count, and Puig was upset about it and started to come out to the mound. And, I mean, that's all fine and dandy. Puig is really his own Mr. Personality. I love watching him, but I get why people don't like watching him. Anyway, what Strop did afterwards, after the game, was really annoying. He said that Puig is, everybody knows how stupid he is. He's stupid as bleep, and I just thought that was a horrible thing to do. Even if you don't like somebody, like, just, you know, as for media purposes, don't do that. It's not, it doesn't make you look that great. Puig is actually hitting .355 with 6 home runs in the last 17 games, and I'm excited. I hope Puig does well. Down with Pedro Strop.
Yeah, Puig's hair is looking blonde these days. If you, if you could eliminate Puig's numbers, Andrew, the first 2 weeks of April, he was brutal, and then since then, he's been one of the best hitters in the National League. So good point by you. That's Andrew Lamont on Twitter at RotoLady. And coming up next, Andrew will join us for another segment. We'll dive back into a little fantasy baseball. And right out of the box, we will talk to you guys about the breaking news in fantasy right now. One of the real big surprises in fantasy last year and this year has been Luke Voit of the New York Yankees, but he's going on the injured list. So we'll talk to Andrea and see if we can find a replacement for Luke Voit on our fantasy teams this week. We'll also talk about how her teams are doing in fantasy as well. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. This is Craig Mish with you here on FNTSY, a short timeout. Back with the Roto Lady in just 2 minutes. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermal filtration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Craig Mish with you here on Fantasy Sports Today. And if you missed any of our segment and you're listening live, just download our show on demand as if it's a podcast. We do podcast this thing every day on the FNTSY app, also on audioboom.com, fantasysportsnetwork.com. Of course, that is Andrea Lamont at RotoLady on Twitter, and you can find her over at LennyMelnickFantasySports.com, as well as during the months of, let's say, January through June over on Sirius Satellite Radio. But now that is over. So I am going to take Lenny and Andrea and bring them on my show all the time. I think that's the way that I should do it. But anyway, Andrea, congratulations congratulations on another great baseball season over there. And thank you for coming on the show once again here. Appreciate it. Thank you for doing it.
Yes, you know I love it. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so the news of the day in fantasy is going to be Luke Voit, who was placed on the 10-day injured list, retroactive to a couple days ago, and they're saying it's an abdominal strain. So that, to me, sounds like more than 10 days, Andrea. This could be 2-3 weeks. If indeed the case, let's touch on this in two ways. The Yankees, what you think they may do, and in fantasy, what you should do with Luke Voit going down.
Well, I think the biggest problem here is the depth of the Yankees right now. They just got Edwin Encarnacion, and I really feel like Luke Voit was having a hard time really holding on to playing time as it was. But when you go on to the IL for a certain period of time, 2-3 weeks, let's say, it's really hard to get your job back if somebody's doing it well. And if you need replacements, I have some of those. I'm not really that satisfied with this injury with Luke Voit. Nobody knows like how serious it is, and also they just have too many players right now that are hitting well. And of course, the savior of the day is DJ LeMahieu, who's going to come over and play first base if needed, right? But they don't really need him because they have other options. I will tell you that there's several different hitters that you could pick up at the moment. I think that you got to watch out for strikeouts on these guys, but Dominic Smith for the Mets is hitting rather well. He plays first base, playing every day. Also, you got Garrett Cooper for the Marlins, the Marlins have some sneaky good hitters on that team, some youngsters that are just turning it on, and I think that they should be paid more attention to if you're in fantasy, just because the pieces, not necessarily the team, but the pieces, some of these young guys hitting, they're pretty good. Eric Thames is maybe okay, that's it. I'm not going to say the other one. Those are enough.
Okay. No, that's a few good options there. Andrea Lamont is with us at RotoLady on Twitter if you want to follow her. It's been a while since we've talked on the air. I think probably the last time was maybe February or March. And going into the fantasy draft season, I know that the player or pitcher that you were most bullish on was Trevor Bauer. Now, let's also say this. This has been a wacky season for pitching, Andrea, where very few of the starting pitchers have delivered on the promise that they should have in the first, second, or even third round. But I think Bauer has to be in that category, Andrea. So what do you think? I mean, how many teams did you end up with Bauer on, and how would you assess what you've seen so far?
Okay, so for Trevor Bauer, he started out the season horrible with his walks. He was actually coming out, he was throwing off-speed pitches to start. He's always kind of had a little bit of trouble with walks, but he doesn't deal with them bad, so it's not been a real problem for him like over the last couple of years, because he still pulls it together and he gets it done. However, when you go out there and you start throwing just off-speed pitches and all these different types of pitches, and the batters were just waiting for a strike. They were just waiting. And so he would get behind in the count, walking a ton of batters to start the season. And so, you know, I watch him closer than any other player in baseball, and I can say this, his walks have been under control lately. In his last four starts, he's only walked two batters total. So, and his last six starts, he's walked five batters total. So I do, oh no, these are home runs. I'm sorry. I'm reading home runs. He's given up not that many home runs, but five in his last six outings. Mm-hmm. So for the walks, though, back to the walks, he's given up two walks in his last three outings, and that makes me very pleased, because he started out the season, he was walking like six, five, four. That's way too many walks. So I do think he'll be better in the second half of the season. I'm still going to root for him no matter what. I don't think he's going to win Cy Young, but that's okay, because nobody knows what league he's going to be in anyway, right? Next year, we will be betting.
Yeah, no, I mean, he says he wants to go year by year, and we'll see, certainly. But I think that he can easily have a great second half and deliver the fantasy value that you had when you drafted him. He's not that far off. But Andrea, when you look at it, and look, Max Scherzer's numbers have been phenomenal, but yep. The dude's only going to win 8 games this year, you know? Like, Jacob DeGrom, again, may only win 10 games. It's you know, wins in fantasy are so hard to come by because they're so unpredictable and you have no idea. Who are some of the players that you would say that you targeted at the beginning of the season that have delivered the promise that you thought they would deliver at the beginning of the season, Andrea? Who are those
players? Oh, like Luis Castillo. I also drafted Carlos Santana in a lot of leagues. I really liked him going back to Cleveland. Let's see. Matt Olson is working out for me, even after a little bit of a some time spent injured. Mm-hmm. Same with Trey Turner. Every time he comes out, he steals bases. Right. I've been very pleased with my first-round picks, and I've been relatively pleased with Bauer. I think he's going to have an excellent season going forward. But you're right. I mean, it's hard to compare it to anything because the ball is flying out of the park so much right now that it's more than we've ever seen. We don't really have a lot to compare it to.
Yeah.
But I think that Trevor Bauer is the hardest working pitcher. He's the smartest. I just really think he has a grasp on it like nobody else, and so I'm rooting for him all the way, totally. Do you like how I get that conversation right back to Trevor Bauer no matter what?
Always. It goes back to him. I'm not going to let you do it this time. We're talking to Andrea Lamont at RotoLady on Twitter. Okay, so right now, if you're drafting a fantasy team and you have two players that are sitting on the board and you have your choice for the rest of the season, I'm going to give you the two biggest overachievers this year.
Okay.
One, Josh Bell of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who had three more home runs last night. Two, Ketel Marte of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who already has 20 home runs this season. You can't have both. They're sitting on the board for you in a redraft league here. You're in the second round. Both are sitting there. You got to take one. Who would you take?
Oh, there's no question. I'm taking Ketel Marte for the second half of the season, and I'm selling Josh Bell like there is no tomorrow. I'm selling him today as quickly as possible to the highest bidder.
Okay, he had three home runs, though, last night. So
I know, that's why you got to sell him today, because he's not going to – I don't know that he's not going to keep it up. But I just don't see how he could. I think that you should always try to trade a player at his highest value, especially in a redraft league, and Josh Bell is at his highest value. I can't imagine him getting any better.
Okay, and now let's do the same thing with two pitchers. I give you Lucas Giolito of the White Sox and Jake Odorizzi of the Minnesota Twins. You can only have one the rest of the season.
Ooh. Okay, so – that's really hard. I think the better pitcher is not Odorizzi. I think Odorizzi is probably going to have the better numbers just because the run support in Minnesota is so good. But other than that, I wouldn't think that he's the better of the two pitchers. I don't know. Is that a good answer?
Yeah, well, listen, there is no good or bad answer. It's your opinion. So
I'm going to take Giolito for the rest of the season.
Okay. Are you disappointed that Zach Collins is playing over Seve Saavala, or are you okay with that?
I'm okay with it. You know, Seve came up for a minute, and he did not do well, and I just, I want him to be successful, so I have no problem with him going back down to the minors, and he's going to come up eventually, and he may not be fantasy gold, but he's excellent. I think he'll be great behind the plate.
Yeah, and by the way, one of your, we always poke fun, but one of your other all-time favorite, well, not an all-time favorite, but, But do you know who's second in all of the minor leagues in home runs this year? You have any idea?
I really don't have a clue. I can't even imagine.
Yes, Manny Tomas.
Oh, holy moly. This guy is still – what team is he on? He's
Arizona.
Not on Arizona.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's got 22 home runs.
They're stuck with him. That's because his contract is so big. So he has 22 home runs. That's interesting. He will be on my radar. I think that's a very good tidbit for fantasy owners.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, he's stuck on the 40 man because you're right, of all the money that they have to pay him, I think next year too. So, I mean, look, I don't know that he's going to get the opportunity, Andrea, unless Arizona sells some players. You're like, they have to go very deep to sell. They have Jake Lamb, they have Marte, they have Peralta, they have
someone will get hurt.
Yeah, but someone has gotten hurt. They still don't call. I mean, Lamb was hurt. They called up Christian Walker, Like, I don't know.
You know what? Yes, Manny Tomas was never good defensively, so that's not helping him get in the lineup.
That's true.
And so we'll see, but maybe he's bringing crowds to the minor league park. Maybe he's earning his wealth that way.
It will. All right, a minute to go, Andrea. Lenny Melnick,
fantasysports.com.
Tell us when they can hear you over there on podcasting and things like that.
You can hear me filling in for Lenny once a week on Lenny's Daily Podcast. You can hear me on Monday night at 8 o'clock. I do That Guy Fantasy Baseball Podcast. And then you can also hear me on Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. Doing Nothing But Fantasy with Lou. And I'm always around at the website.
Awesome.
That's the best place.
Awesome.
Thank you, Craig.
I hope to see you next week. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, that's Andrea Lamont at RotoLady on Twitter with some really good, solid information for those of you who play fantasy. I think so. And make sure you follow her and head over to Lenny's website. She is, I guess you could say, the webmaster, right? Like, she's the webmaster of that site. So go ahead, sign up for a free registration. You know, pretty much they do all kinds of contests and fun giveaways. And who knows, maybe you'll get to be on a podcast at some point with them. They're always open to doing that. Okay, coming up next, it's time for a little You Make the Call. We have our topics all set here for what we'll talk about in the second hour of the show. So we'll do that. And then at the top of the hour, we'll bring in former big league pitcher Brad Ziegler to weigh in on several topics, including some buy low, sell high pitchers in fantasy when we do our pitching analysis segment. And we're also going to talk to him about free agency in the NBA versus Major League Baseball. He as well signed a big contract with the Marlins a couple of years ago. So don't go anywhere. Our next segment is coming up here on FNTSY, FantasySportsNetwork.com. We dive into You Make the Call. Follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish and place your votes right now during the break. We'll talk about something you guys vote on, and we'll tell you what those are next here on the Fantasy Sports Network. Don't go away.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-625-4922 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-625-4922. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-625-4922 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back. Craig Mish with you here on Fantasy Sports Today. We had two fun segments, I thought, there with Andrea. She did a really good job. And hopefully next week when I'm in New York broadcasting, I don't know if we have the capability, Chris, but certainly I would love to have as many special guests as possible during our shows next week. as we get things figured out. All right, we'll figure it all out. We've got July 4th weekend coming up. And then Sunday night, be headed up your way. Looking forward to doing that and seeing all the great people at FNTSY. I haven't been able to do that yet since we've started here. In fact, 1 month from tomorrow is the one-month anniversary of me starting to do shows here. So save the celebrations for tomorrow. And then, of course, on Thursday and Friday, we'll be off. So looking forward to another fun show. And then, look, I understand this time of the year, it's a little bit different in both fantasy and reality. Once the NBA Finals ends, and once the NBA draft is over and the NBA free agency kind of dies out, which is coming soon here in a few days, it's going to be over. At that point, it becomes break time, right? Like next week, you have no live action in any sport, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, nothing, zero. That's usually the best time in our industry to shut it down for a little bit because there's just not a lot to talk about. But we'll have some fun and we'll do our best. It'll be Home Run Derby on Monday night, All-Star Game on Tuesday. We'll do maybe the Fantasy Baseball All-Star Team one day next week. I think that's something we could break out, so we should have some fun doing that. And, of course, then it is really, at that point, the March till football. And on our show, just so you know, I know that I've mentioned this several times, but let me reiterate that we on Fantasy Sports Today are going to continue to cover fantasy baseball, I would say virtually 90% of the time, all the way through the end of this month. We're going to continue to do that. And when we get into August, we will continue to do probably, I would say, 80% baseball. And then naturally, when the NFL preseason begins and training camps kind of wind down and it goes toward actual preseason games, then at that point we will start to dive more into football. That's kind of the goal, at least as to what I have at this point. And look, I'm not gonna be silly here and tell you that when we get to September that this show is gonna be 80% covered fantasy baseball. At that point we're gonna flip it. It'll probably be like 80-20, 90-10. But there will always be room for a segment of fantasy baseball discussion in a two-hour show. Like, I can always get in a five-minute segment on that. But that's kind of the way that I see this show going. In the past, it's been, in my opinion, too much football in July. Like, I'm not ready for it yet. And again, most leagues that everyone is playing in, let's be honest, you're drafting the same 8 to 10 dudes on every team. Do you really need 2 months to prepare for that? I don't think so. So I am going to continue to help you win in baseball. And when the time is right, we'll make that switch. We'll make that flip. Whether it is the powers that be here want to do that or whether it's completely up to me, that's the way that I see this thing. I think that you got to take this through the Major League Baseball trade deadline July 31st, right? Like, I mean, so many things happen. An actual game in fantasy baseball. How can you do anything except that? And then when you get into August and then your teams are set and let's say out of every 12 or 15 team league, you have three or four people at that point. I get it. They're out of it. They're not paying as close attention. They're done. We will start in August to move over toward that. But for the next month, it is baseball, folks, and we'll continue to do baseball. Although we will give you the opportunity time and again, like we will today, to decide what you want me to talk about on the show. We call the segment, You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
Hello!
Now, I don't know if this is something we'll even do during football season, to be honest with you. You Make the Call. We may continue it. We may not. We're a work in progress here. Probably have some new fun segments for football season as well. But for baseball, we continue to roll on and give you the opportunity to talk about anything baseball, anything football, basketball, even pop culture. Let me give you the three choices for today. Matt Boyd of the Detroit Tigers could potentially be on the move in terms of trade. Could it be the Yankees? Could it be the Houston Astros? I'll dive into that if you like. That's choice number one. Choice number two, it will be my food choices for July 4th. Now, normally, it is my son's birthday every year. So we've either gone to a barbecue or had a barbecue. We're thinking of just maybe ordering the barbecue. I don't know. So either way, July 4th food choices, I would guess, won't get many votes. But either way, we threw it on there on the poll. And then choice C, we have the Tampa Bay Rays closing situation. I don't know if you guys saw who got the save last night for Tampa Bay. But anytime you have a closer on a good team, it's worth opening up a discussion. And so we could, if you guys choose, Tampa Bay Rays closing situation. So those are the three choices. To repeat once again, Matt Boyd to New York or Houston, choice A. July 4th food choices, choice B. Choice C, Tampa Bay Rays closing situation. Vote early, vote often. Go right now to Twitter at FNTSY Radio. And you can also vote on my Twitter at Craig Mish. We will certainly do that and take you up until 2 o'clock Eastern. Then we'll turn it over to full-time fantasy. So my producer today, of course, Chris Bavona, as always. Chris, as of yesterday, you did not know what your plans were for the July 4th. It's 2 days away. I don't know if you've determined that yet. We haven't said hi to you here on the show. This may be the latest we haven't said hi to you on a show. 47 minutes into the show, I have not said hello to you. I'm sorry for that.
I think that means that you're on a roll. That, I think, is really what it means.
Or off a roll, either way.
Yeah. I don't know. You were sounding on an excellent roll, so I'm going with that.
Okay. So do you have a plan yet for July 4th?
For the exact 4th of July, I'm probably going to just hang out at my apartment and hang out with my dog. I'm starting to get a little under the weather, so I might use the 2 days off just to kind of relax. Plus, over the weekend, I do want to go check out Coney Island that it's supposed to be set up like Stranger Things, which we had talked about yesterday.
Okay, well, look, I hope you have a great time. I definitely will be watching. See, the thing is for me, so here's my plan with Stranger Things 3. So, Chris, you and I see things the same way. Now, I will say this. Stranger Things Season 1 was really good. It was actually as good as any Netflix series has ever been. Let me not just say good. It was excellent, okay? 10 out of 10. Stranger Things Season 2, Chris, I got to tell you, it was good. Not nearly as good as I thought of Season 1. I would give it probably 7.5 out of 10.
Which is still above, good.
Still good. Still good, okay? But not as good as the first. But again, with regular stuff watching on TV, Netflix is putting out, like, obviously some of the best content out there. So agreed on that one. Now, I've read a couple reviews. I'm trying to stay away. It's really hard. But I've read that this one is better than the second. Maybe not as good as the first, but better than the second season. So I'm in. So if you could get me back to 8 or 9 out of 10, I'll take it.
All I'm excited for is that it's going to be really dark. That's what I'm really excited for.
I heard that, too. Yeah, I've read that, too. I got to be really careful there, you know. Got to be really careful on that. And by the way, something else, this is away from the fantasy baseball discussion, so I apologize. But look, we really just talk a lot of fantasy baseball, so I think we go off the grid for 5 minutes. The other thing that I'm doing tonight, Chris, believe it or not, now, and this is a lesson to be had. I know you live in the city where it's really easy to see a movie for sure, and I know you're married, but you don't have kids yet. Once you have kids, remember, going to see an adult movie is almost impossible because you got to get a babysitter or the parents have to come over. Now, I am blessed and lucky that my parents and my wife's parents are here in South Florida. And when we need them, typically they can babysit. Although, again, it is getting to the point where it's not as easy for them to do it as it was, let's say, 10 years ago when my daughter was 2. I have a 6-year-old turning 7. I have a 12-year-old. So tonight is the night, Chris, that we are going out, and I've heard good reviews on this movie. Now, I don't know if you saw it, so don't ruin it for me, but I've heard good reviews on this movie yesterday, right? Is that the name of the movie? Yesterday?
About yes.
Okay, the Beatles, right? The Beatles songs? Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to see that tonight. And this is a rare husband and wife outing to the movies. Now, no, we do go out a lot. We go out on the weekends. We'll go to dinner and do things like that. But it's rare that we will, quote unquote, waste a 3 hours on a movie when there's so many other things to do. So this is I don't know. I think the last time that my wife and I went to see a movie was like, what was that Ben Stiller movie that came out? Oh, the Part 2 that came out. It was terrible. It
Night
was like
the
worst movie. No, the with Will Ferrell. It was awful. Oh, man.
Anchorman 2?
Nope, not that one. The one where he's a model, Ben Stiller.
Oh, Zoolander 2.
Zoolander 2. That was like the worst movie ever, and we spent a night going to see that. And that goes back
depressing.
Like 3 years ago, right? Probably. At least. Maybe even longer than that. So tonight will be a fun night either way. All right, so enough of my personal life. Back to the fantasy baseball discussion. I would say this. It will be a very, very interesting night around the league tonight. I want to go back, unfortunately, to the passing of Tyler Skaggs here for a minute. Not to do a whole show on it, but and we will have Brad Ziegler on coming up at the top of the hour who played with him. But when these things happen, you really get the best of who Major League Baseball players are. Now, I saw last night a post from Giancarlo Stanton of the New York Yankees, and those of you who follow me on Twitter, you know that through the years, I have taken my fair share of shots at Giancarlo Stanton, okay? Doesn't mean that I'm right or I'm wrong. I've done it. I admit it. He was a great player here, not the easiest to work with, but a great player nonetheless, that is for sure. And maybe some of that had to do with what I'm about to get to, which is the passing of Jose Fernandez. I thought Stanton on Instagram, the message that he sent last night out to the Angels was fantastic, phenomenal, heartfelt, and well done. And I want to make sure I publicly applaud him for that, because it's very rare for me to see Stanton kind of outside of his own little bubble and saying things publicly like that. But having the situation of his former teammate passing away and going through that and really becoming the leader of the Marlins, I thought finally at that point, it was a really well done notice to how things are going to progress for the Angels. It's going to be a really tough time for them, and I want to make sure I give Stanton his due here on this show, because he did do a really nice job of kind of instructing what the Angels can expect moving forward. So more on that coming up in about 10 minutes from now when Brad Ziegler joins us, a former teammate of Tyler Skaggs. We'll also talk some fantasy with him as well. But coming up next, we had a really fun first hour of the show. So in this last couple of minutes, what we tend to do is highlight our first hour. Then when we come back for hour number two, we dive in with Brad on everything going on in the world of fantasy. And we will be back here tomorrow on the show with Gray Albright from Razzball with our three up, three down segment. 1 hour is almost in the books. We have plenty more to go here on Fantasy Sports Today. At Craig Mish on Twitter, at FNTSY Radio. And, of course, make sure you please like and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. We'll be back with more after this episode.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes?
Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. The sad tale. I hate to, do a show starting off this way, but really no other way you can do it when a pitcher in Major League Baseball passes away. Tyler Skaggs, what a sad story yesterday. Just 27 years old and making a mark for himself in the big leagues this year with the Angels. Has pitched in the bigs, of course, for many years. And canceled the game last night, of course, as they should. And it just kind of hits home with everything that just goes on in life in general. And I got to tell you that every time this happens and any kind of player suffers any kind of tragedy, it always brings me back to the tragedy here in South Florida in September of a few years ago. I think we're going on almost 3 years here when Jose Fernandez passed away. And on that Sunday, I've told the story on my other show and on my podcast as well, just about the emotions that you have, especially when you're a teammate of somebody when that happens, and also just around the league at the brotherhood that is Major League Baseball. They're saying it's an abdominal strain, so that to me sounds like more than 10 days, Andrea. This could be 2-3 weeks. If indeed the case, let's touch on this in two ways. The Yankees, what you think they may do, and in fantasy, what you should do with Luke Voit going down.
Well, I think the biggest problem here is the depth of the Yankees right now. They just got Edwin Encarnacion, and I really feel like Luke Voit was having a hard time really holding on to playing time as it was. But when you go on to the IL for a certain period of time, 2-3 weeks, let's say, it's really hard to get your job back if somebody's doing it well. And if you need a replacement, since I have some of those, I'm not really that satisfied with this injury with Luke Voit. Nobody knows like how serious it is, and also they just have too many players right now that are hitting well. And of course, the savior of the day is DJ LeMahieu, who's going to come over and play first base if needed, right? But they don't really need him because they have other options. I will tell you that there's several different hitters that you could pick up at the moment. I think that you got to watch out for strikeouts on these guys, but Dominic Smith for the Mets is hitting rather well. He plays first base, playing every day. Also, you got Garrett Cooper for the Marlins, the Marlins have some sneaky good hitters on that team, some youngsters that are just turning it on, and I think that they should be paid more attention to if you're in fantasy, just because the pieces, not necessarily the team, but the pieces, some of these young guys hitting, they're pretty good. Eric Thames is maybe okay.
And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today.